Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bassler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Cobb moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground for a single. Heilman scores. Blue moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dawes reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Tavener goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Leo Mangum now pitching. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Falk scores. There goes Hooper trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Spence Harris now playing center field. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-1 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Wingo moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mangum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Mangum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mangum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-1 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dawes bunts towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Haney moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haney scores. O'Rourke moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Com moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Leo Mangum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mangum is 0 for 1 in the game. Mangum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Harris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Heilman moves to third. Blue moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bassler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Blue scores. It's 7-4, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mangum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dawes moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Falk fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Falk. Dawes scores. Haney goes all the way around to score. O'Rourke moves to third. It's 9-4, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wingo takes first base on ball four. Frank Mack now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Cobb reaches third base with a triple. O'Rourke scores. Wingo goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack fires to first and picks off Heilman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing second base. John Bischoff now catching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener bunts in front of the plate. Bischoff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bassler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavener moves to second. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Dawes strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavener scores. There goes Bassler trying to get to third. Harris throws the ball into Com, who tags Bassler for the out. It's 12-4, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Les Burke now playing second base. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball towards center. Cobb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cobb. Davis moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue bunts towards the mound. Mack fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball towards right. Hooper catches it and throws to third to double up. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Faulk hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kom hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Kom reaches second base with a double. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Bischoff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Hooks Dawes. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Haney bunts towards the mound. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney moves to third. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Faulk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haney tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 13-4, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Noon now playing first base. Syl Johnson now pitching. Maurice Archdeacon pinch hits for Frank Mack. Maurice Archdeacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archdeacon bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Archdeacon moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-7, Tigers. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Faulk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Shealy moves to second. Bibb Faulk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faulk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Faulk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to third. 2 outs. Bert Cole now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sheely scores. It's 13-8, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 13-9 Tigers. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Bischoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cole, and towards Tavener, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.